Country Bob FM.
It's a Bob Almanac public service announcement. Jen from Lindstrom texted in to stress and let us know, and so we can let other people know that this is the weekend, the last weekend, your last chance for Girl Scout cookies in our area.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Okay. So this weekend's the last weekend. So if you want to get that last batch of Caramel Delights, Neil.
I think I've bought like 8 boxes so far. So
you've done your part.
I think I've done my part.
You've done your part. I was at a grocery store when they were selling it, and I was going to do it before, but then we did it after we got done with our shopping, and then they broke the news that they were all out of Thin Mints. So I did get, I got the shortbread, which was a good consolation, but it broke my heart.
Yeah.
It really did. Today's Almanac. This date, today, Thursday, March 21st, 80th day of the year. We have 285 days left to go. 1871. The journalist Henry Morton Stanley began his famous expedition to Africa. Of course, you know who he was looking for, right?
Yeah, as we talked about
Dr. the Livingstone, other day, Dr. David Livingstone.
Yep, and he found him.
He presumed that it was him, and guess what? Sometimes you presume and you're not very good. You know what presuming does? You make a, you know what,
yeah.
That's more of assume, but presume is about the same thing.
Yeah.
1928, how many other radio shows have actual audio of Calvin Coolidge?
And as President of the United States, I bestow the Distinguished Flying Cross as a symbol of appreciation for what he is and what he has done upon Colonel Charles A. Lindbergh.
Calvin Coolidge, underrated president, one of the most underrated presidents in my view.
Mm-hmm.
Should have gotten the Coolidge Doctrine passed, but they never did. He gave the Congressional Medal of Honor to Little Falls, Minnesota native Charles Lindbergh.
And what year was that?
1928.
Wow. He hadn't done his voyage yet overseas.
Yeah,
right?
He did. Yeah, he had done. That's why they gave it to him for his first transatlantic flight.
Oh, that was in 20. Oh, yeah, that's right.
28. It was 4 years. It was 32 that his son
was kidnapped.
Was kidnapped and killed.
There we go.
1935, Persia officially renamed Iran this date. So a big change there. 1962, Yogi the Bear became the first creature to be ejected at supersonic speeds out of a military jet.
The first supersonic ejection of the capsule took place on 21 March with a bear as occupant. Speed was Mach 1.3, altitude 35,000 feet.
That's also about the same speed that Yogi the Bear would run after a picnic basket, right?
Yes.
So that's why they used Yogi the Bear, because he could handle those kind of speeds. Boo-Boo never would have made it.
No.
Or Cindy Bear. Ranger Smith was looking on in the bunker. So that was in 62. The bear survived. The bear survived. You know, you hear about them shooting monkeys and dogs up into space, but you don't hear about the bear being used at supersonic speeds to be ejected for safety purposes. But you do hear on the Bob Almanac.
It's hail and farewell to Alcatraz. The Dread Rock in San Francisco Bay plays host to the press on its closing day. For the first time in its long penal history, reporters and cameramen are allowed to roam its innermost cell blocks and cells at will.
Alcatraz closed on this day.
Leg irons, the last 27 of its 1,500 prisoners leave.
Somewhat run down.
Yeah, it's run down. Of course, when Clint Eastwood escaped, they knew it was time for a new one.
Right.
Once Clint Eastwood was able to figure it out with his paper straw arms. So that was in 63. How about in 65?
Under the leadership of Dr. Martin Luther King and under the presidentially ordered protection of the National Guard and soldiers of the United States Army, the long-awaited, long-delayed Freedom March to Montgomery begins.
Yeah, it was the march this date, 1965. Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. was a part of that. 3,000 civil rights demonstrators part of that, going 54 miles from Selma to Montgomery, Alabama. 1970, the agony of defeat.
Zinko Bogataz, the Yugoslavian, the youngster, is inexperienced. He fell on his first jump.
A lot of speed in that track. Now,
look at him go! Oh, baby.
You don't want to hear him.
What a terrible fall.
No, that is Vinko Bogata. He was famous, made famous, ski jump. He was a little bit errant on his jump.
Yeah.
He wasn't able to stay on the track, on the ramp, And it was the famous scene
that was a crash
on the opening of the Wide World of Sports show, The Agony of Defeat. Forever famous for that.
Jim McKay.
And this was the date, 1970, that that happened. 10 years later.
Who's there?
Don't go over there, JR. No!
What's up?
But curiosity killed the cat. Almost killed JR.
He took lead.
That, my friends, what you call a cliffhanger. Might have been the biggest cliffhanger ever up to that point. And then after that, every other show had to have a cliffhanger to end their season. So people would talk about and buy shirts and buttons and say, who shot JR? It was Chris. It was you, Kristen. Mm-hmm. Kristen did it. Kristen.
We had to wait till September to find out.
Later on, mm-hmm. Everybody wanted to know. That was in 1980. 94.
The Oscar goes to, this is a big surprise, Steven Spielberg for Schindler's List.
Steven Spielberg won the first of his Oscars. He hadn't won one until 1994, despite all of his great movies that he had done up to that point, but he won Best Director for Schindler's List.
Mm-hmm.
That movie would go on and win Best Movie later on in the show. That was Clint Eastwood, another Clint Eastwood reference. He was hosting, and he was having trouble. Earlier in that clip, they were having trouble with the teleprompter. So you just imagine what Clint Eastwood would do to that teleprompter and some of his other characters that he has played in the movies. Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry would just shot it like Bubba.
Pulls out the Magnum.
Yeah.
Or Left Turn Clyde. He would get his orangutan out there and punch it. Or punch the operator of said teleprompter.
Right.
Would be only fitting. That was in 94. And then 2011, Barry Bonds is...
Cheater.
Eight women and four men were picked Monday in San Francisco for the jury in the federal government's case against Barry Bonds. Baseball's all-time home run leader is charged with four counts of lying to a grand jury and one count of obstruction for testifying in 2003 that he never knowingly used performance-enhancing drugs.
And he is charged with having just a huge head. 2011, this date, is when the justice trial, obstruction of justice trial for Barry Bonds began. It's birthdays now.
Who are you?
Bond. James Bond.
One of the guys to play James Bond, Timothy Dalton. How does he rank on your James Bond list? Neil, you're a big fan.
I didn't think he was that bad. A lot of people didn't really care for him. He only did two, I think.
Nobody knew who he was, really.
Yeah.
He wasn't
he wasn't
Remington Steele.
No.
He wasn't Sean Connery. He wasn't Roger Moore.
Right, right. There, who was the Saint. Yeah. He did License to Kill, and I can't even remember the other one. I think it was just two. I thought he did fine.
Yeah. And he is 73 today. What do you think of The Money Man?
One of my favorites.
Packing bags to leave tonight. I've got two tickets to paradise.
He and Jim Nabors sang similarly as far as their style. They kind of sang out the side of their mouth. You know, they kind of did this thing right here. Getting money. Happy birthday to the money man.
He's cleaned himself up a little bit. Got off the
that's
booze,
good.
The
he
drugs.
Needed to do that. He's 70 today.
I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of your love.
Another distinct voice, Roger Hodgson, lead singer of Supertramp.
I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my love.
You're right. You're bloody well right.
Another great band from the 70s.
So he is 69.
This song is for you, filled with gratitude.
I can't get that high. I could never sing with this. I had to go low.
It's out of my jurisdiction.
God bless you.
God bless you.
You make me feel brand new.
You make me feel brand new.
That's the lead singer of the group The Stylistics. High falsetto. Russell Tompkins. I always thought that was a woman.
Right.
When I was listening to that, and I listened to the Stylistics when I was a kid. I mean, Betcha by Golly Wow, and You Are Everything, just some great songs. That's You Make Me Feel Brand New, or at least new to me. It might be a trade-in, but at least it's new to us.
Right.
You know, it's a four-year-old car, but it's new to us. As these, hey, Dad, we got a new car. That's not new. Well, it's new to us.
New to us. Right. We heard that a few times.
Russell Tompkins Jr., did I say how old he was? He's 68 today.
Okay. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets.
Oscar winning.
We shall fight in the hills. we shall never surrender!
That's Gary Oldman, and what a performance. He pretty much transformed himself into Winston Churchill.
He did.
And yes, he did win the Oscar for that.
Nice work.
The movie was called The Darkest Hour.
He's been in a lot of good movies.
He was The Dark Knight, Batman Begins. He was Commissioner Gordon in that, among other things. He was a bad guy in Air Force One. He was the one who led the taking of Air Force One, of the of the plane. Gary Oldman, 61.
Our top story tonight. Buckwheat is dead.
No.
The legendary star of The Little Rascals was shot by an unknown assailant upon leaving 30 Rockefeller Plaza tonight.
Hey, Mr. Wheat. Yes. Pum, pum. It's ever on Saturday Night Live with Eddie Murphy as Buckwheat. Brad Hall from SNL, 61 today.
This is my ninth sick day this semester. It's getting pretty tough coming up with new illnesses. If I go for 10, I'm probably going to have to barf up a lung.
He was Ferris Bueller. Ferris, where are you? He's skipping the day. It's his day off, and he's 57. Matthew Broderick, 57 today. How about all day?
On first down, back to Adrian Peterson in the ground game. Cuts inside a block, inside the 40, up the sideline, and he's gone.
Man, you forget how fast he was because he did lose a step or two and still kind of, you know, still had over 1,000 yards last year for Washington. Just signed a two-year contract.
He can run away. He could run away from people.
A little bit of a flame out here with Minnesota.
Yeah.
With things that happened with him with his son and various other things. But still, 296 yards in that game against the Chargers his rookie year. It's a good day. That is, of course, Adrian Peterson. He's 34. And our rapper of the day today is Diggy Simmons.
Diggy with a D?
Diggy. Getting Diggy with it. Diggy Simmons, 24.
All right. Gone but not forgotten. One of our favorite composers, Johann Sebastian Bach, forget all the work he did in music. The guy fathered 20 kids in like 29 years and named six of them Johann. He gave them all different middle names because they weren't juniors and triple juniors and et cetera. 20 kids, one wife. That's incredible. 1685. We had his brother a couple of days ago. Now, Julio Gallo, winemaker. They served no wine before their time. 1910. Actor Peter Bull. Remember him?
Try one of these Jamaican cigars, Ambassador. They're pretty good.
Thank you, no. I do not support the work of imperialist stooges.
Oh, only commie stooges, huh?
Very there good. There he was. He's a Russian ambassador in Doctor Strange Love.
Not Strange Glove.
That was Willie Norwood.
Willie Norwood from the Twins. He was also an African Queen with Humphrey Bogart. 1912. Filmmaker Russ Meyer, he preferred actresses.
They all had a certain attribute.
Yes, they did. He did Beyond the Valley of the Dolls and Vixen, Russ Meyer, 1922. He was to Doc Severinsen to Johnny Carson. Mort Lindsay was to the Merv Griffin show. Mort Lindsay, born on this day, 1923. Remember James Coco?
Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason. Short people got no reason to live.
There he is on The Muppet Show, and I think I've called him this and said this before, but he was kind of a poor man's Dom DeLuise.
Yeah, I would agree. He was an Emmy Award-winning actor. He was in Saint Elsewhere, did some other things. James Coco, born on this day, 1930. And one more, Al Freeman Jr., no relation. He was in some episodes of L.A. Law, and he was on the movie Malcolm X. Al Freeman Jr., born on this day, 1934. Gone, but not forgotten.
We need to thank our Bob Almanac sponsor,
yes,
Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest. Upholstery Industries can handcraft thousands of the same item, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries, online at upholsteryindustries.com, or you can even email them, info@upholstery-industries.com. Neil, I'm gone tomorrow. I'll be spending some time down at the XL Energy Center, one of my favorite spots.
Yes.
I'll be down there for hockey, so you'll be rolling solo tomorrow.
I can do it.
And you know what we say about that.
Do my best.
Do your best.
Okay.
Would you like to...
Do your best tomorrow, and good luck to your St. Cloud State Huskies in their quest for a national... Well, first a NCHC title, and then on to the big show.
It's the Frozen Faceoff. Would you like to start your Bobathon out with Gary Allen, right where I need to be? Toby Keith, Get Drunk and Be Somebody, or Dan Seals, Bop.
You got to go Gary Allen when the opportunity presents itself.
Here it comes.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul.